From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Welcome once again to Minnesota Music Memories from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. I'm Glenn Broggett, your host for this edition of Minnesota Music Memories. Well, you know, we've done two concept episodes here on the program. We've done many concept episodes, but two that had to deal with the Twin Cities funk and soul scenes of the 1960s and 70s. And I remember out the shoot, we played on our first run edition of Twin Cities funk and soul of that series. We played you great stuff from the Secret Stash Collection, Twin Cities Funk and Soul, lost R&B grooves from Minneapolis, St. Paul, 1964 to 1979. We also played on our second edition some tracks from the Purple Snowflakes compilation that came out not too long ago. Well, we're going to throw a little bit of this and a little bit of that for kind of a lost and found edition of Minnesota Music Memories, highlighting the 60s and 70s Twin Cities jazz, funk, and soul scenes. And we are going to get things underway on this edition of Minnesota Music Memories with a lady who wasn't born in Minnesota, but she ended up migrating to the state. Her name is Wanda Davis. She was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, and was a 1967 graduate of the Union High School there. And she has done a lot of singing. She did a lot of singing growing up in Louisiana. She sang in various harmony singing groups. And she also did a lot of singing at the United Spring Baptist Church of Shreveport, the Christ Temple Baptist Church, as well in the community of Shreveport. And it was after graduating from Union High School in May of 1967 that Wanda moved up to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where, no, she didn't go up here initially to get a big music career underway. She had taken a job working for Honeywell Corporation, and she worked for the Minnesota Telephone Company by day. And by night, she started to develop her budding singing career by frequenting the nightclubs in the Twin Cities area. And that would be her first big introduction to what was a budding Minneapolis Midwest funk scene and sound. And she began sitting in on sets. And before she knew it, she was singing with the Soul Sensations. They were a vocal group, an all-female group, that traveled around and had lots of various bookings in hotels, clubs, etc., in and around the Twin Cities area. She also had a regular gig at Dirty Gertie's, an old club in St. Paul, and the Cozy Bar in Minneapolis. About 1970, the Soul Sensations finally ended up in a recording studio, and it was there that Wanda recorded, and along with the Soul Sensations, a song that was an underground sensation in the Twin Cities area. It was her version of Save Me that really started to gain some major attention to Wanda Davis, and like I mentioned, it became a big underground hit and a very valuable find in recent years for record collectors. And although she was quite active throughout the 60s and 70s Twin Cities scene, she eventually left music behind and went back to her hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana in the late 1970s, leaving her career behind. And it wasn't until that label Secret Stash that keeps popping up here in our historical look backs that Secret Stash called up Wanda and actually asked her to perform at a release party for the compilation release party of the Twin Cities City's Funk and Soul album. And boy, when she got back, she started working with the label's co-founder, Eric Foss. And yeah, and she's been working on some newer music since. But we're not going to get into the newer music. We're going to throw in a couple here from Wanda Davis to get the program started this week on Minnesota Music Memories. We're going to dig out, let me see here. I'm going to dig out a gem coming up called All For You. But first, from the Secret Stash label, this is Wanda Davis with the old Lead Belly tune, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? We've got jazz, we've got funk, we've got blues, we got soul, we have it all on Minnesota Music Memories.
Don't lie to me. where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night through. My girl, my girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines, in the pines.
All for you.
lovely, talented Ms. Wanda Davis. That was All For You on Minnesota Music Memories. Before that, she covered Lead Belly's Where Did You Sleep Last Night? The blues, the jazz, the funk, the soul. We got it all here from the 60s and 70s on this edition of Minnesota Music Memories from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And up now, we have one of the most popular Twin Cities funk and soul groups of the late 1960s and early 70s. We are talking about the Valdones. Of course, fame and fortune didn't really come their way. They eventually ended up splitting up. But the band's members never really dropped their passion for music while they were split up. And they continued to perform in other basic configurations here, there, and everywhere. But it was just a couple of years ago that the Valdones, a modern-day recreation of the Valdones, resurfaced, courtesy of Secret Stash Records. And they were recruited in for the big premiere show where a lot of the acts came and played. And since then, I've been playing some gigs here, there, and everywhere in the Midwest. So it's nice that it took that great compilation to really open people's ears up, open their eyes up to find out just what great groups lurked in the Twin Cities. Some of us who weren't around are really appreciative of these compilations because we get to find more information about groups like the Valdones. Well, anyway, I got two lined up for you to listen to. We got one coming up, a slow burner that you may relate to. But first, they give you the ultimate ultimatum. It's love me or leave me. Okay, guys, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to play you. Does that work for you? Here's the Valdones on Minnesota Music Memories. Oh, we're getting funky now.
You can go your own way. as a man can be. Every day I do all that I can, but there's so much one man can stand.
Just how much can one man stand?
And I love her so, but I gotta let her go.
Just how much can one man stand?
Hey, baby.
Just how much can one man
Minnesota Music Memories with the Val Dance. Oh yeah, getting down with Just How Much Can One Man Stand. Before that, we heard from them as well with Love Me or Leave Me. We're going to leave the Val Dance behind and play you a little something from Wee Willie Walker. We got two lined up for you from the man who made his way to Minneapolis way back in 1960 by way of Memphis, Tennessee. He was originally born in Hernando, Mississippi back in 1941. He relocated from Memphis to Minneapolis in 1960. He was with the Redemption Harmonizers, and their tour brought him this far north a couple of times, and he told his bandmates on their next trip to Minnesota, Minneapolis, he was going to stay there. And a fellow harmonizer who had family in the area defected with Willie at that time. And since then, Willie Walker has lived in Minnesota, and his Minnesota connection was another member of a gospel group, and Willie found a home amongst them. They were the Royal Jubileers. He first ventured into secular music when he met a man named Timothy Easton in a laundromat. Timothy said that Willie looked like a guy who could sing and introduced him to his business partner, Jimmy Crittenden. And it was there that he, from Crittenden, that he was also hooked up with Dick Shapiro, who was working with Central Booking, and the group The Valdones. And they formed in a merger of Willie and some of his vocalist friends, along with a group of musicians headed by Willie Murphy, another Willie. They were once described as Little Richard meets the Eldorados. Dick Shapiro had booked them into plenty of Jewish centers all around the Twin Cities area. And it was from that point on that Willie went on to record lots of different singles and songs. He did stuff with the Gold Wax label. And yeah, it was at that Gold Wax label where he didn't necessarily see any royalties, which was kind of per regular sort of way of the big guys at the record labels, you know, any label treated their talent. But they did supply him with a box of 45s when he made his return back to Minneapolis, and he would then distribute them, selling them to a local shop, just doing it, just humping stuff, going that whole DIY route. And it was also there where he released some great, great singles called The Lucky Loser and plenty other ones down the way. And he's still out there making music. He also formed a group with Willie Murphy called Willie and the Bees. Well, he's still out there making music today, and he's been putting out new records and new stuff and collaborating with young up-and-coming groups. He was recently linked to a Twin Cities group called The Butaints, and they recorded three highly acclaimed modern soul records, which also took him internationally to the Netherlands, Switzerland, and Japan. Let's play a little something now from Wee Willie Walker. Here's a little ditty that you could sing along to. Well, you probably don't know it too well, but there's some that remember this one. Here he is with There Goes My Used to Be. This is Minnesota Music Memories. Blues, jazz, folk. No, funk. That's the F word we're looking for. And soul. All for you on this edition.
There goes my used to be. Oh, walking down the street, saying hello, oh, oh, to every guy she meets. Oh, they just don't know. Oh, she'll break their heart. How do I know? She once broke mine. There she goes. Look at her walking through the crowd. Got that smile on her face. Oh, the girl is looking so proud.
Come on in and let's do this.
All right, come on.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
But now those days are gone.
I hear you, Curtis.
I'm not so self-assured. Now I finally changed my mind and I opened up the door. So help me if you can.
Yeah, come on.
I'm feeling down.
And I do appreciate.
Thank you.
Putting a bluesier spin on the classic Beatles track Help, that was Wee Willie Walker on Minnesota Music Memories, helped out by Curtis Salgado. And that comes from Willie's record, If Nothing Ever Changes, some more recent work there from Wee Willie Walker. We're halfway through this edition of Minnesota Music Memories, and why not, you know, because I did mention that we were going to play some jazz. How about I play you a little jazz from a man who was a part of this great state of Minnesota? Let's play a little something from Morris Wilson. Now, on the way, we have lined up some music from Morris Wilson, including some of the work he did with the Morris Wilson Bo Bailey Quintet, a track called Paul's Ark. That's still on the way. But here's some solo stuff from Morris's 1976 release, Fantasy Island. It's called Put Your Foot on the Ground. Well, your ear, your foot. Probably don't want to put your ear on the ground this time of year. But yeah, let's enjoy some music of Morris Wilson and the Bo Bailey Quintet. Put Your Foot on the Ground. Minnesota Music Memories.
Thank you.
Off two from Mr. Morris Wilson. That was Morris Wilson along with the Bo Bailey Quintet with Paul's Ark. And we also heard a little something called Put Your Foot on the Ground. We're going to wrap up this edition of Minnesota Music Memories with two now from a group. It has a lot of history to it. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this group there by the name of Mind and Matter. And a little something about Mind and Matter. They were a soul and funk group from Minneapolis that formed in the 70s. They're notable, most noted for featuring a young James Harris before he became known as Jimmy Jam of the great production team Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Yeah, they were in this little group called Mind and Matter. They released a self-released 7-inch single inspired by Philly soul called I'm Under Your Spell, along with the B-side Sunshine Lady in 1977. The band, whose membership at one time, get this, swelled up to 11 instrumentalists and singers. Well, yeah, they gigged around the Midwest and opened for quite a few acts before they broke up in 1980. In October 2013, a small company by the name of Numero released their album 1514 Oliver Avenue Basement, a compilation of sessions recorded at the home of Lawrence Brown. Shortly after that, Numero released the great compilation Purple Snow, which forecasted the Minneapolis sound. And for you, I'm going to treat you to a couple of tracks from Mind and Matter. We're going to play one from that record that I mentioned, that collection of odds and ends called 1514 Oliver Avenue. We're going to play something called Disco Child. But first, let's kick things off from that Purple Snow compilation with No One Else Can Do It to Me, Baby. Thank you for listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Now enjoy this fun, funky stuff. from Pioneer 90.1 FM, KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. You've been listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Minnesota Music Memories was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 Studios located in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. If you would like to check out this episode and other episodes of Minnesota Music Memories, you can head to our website, radionorthland.org, and see for yourself. Minnesota Music Memories is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Minnesota Music Memories, this has been Glenn Broggett. So long for now. We'll see you next week on Minnesota Music Memories.